From KQED.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. It's Monday, the day we look at science and environmental stories with our series Quest. The UN International Governmental Panel on Climate Change has predicted that we're going to see hotter conditions and drier forests. The Summit fire that's been burning in the Santa Cruz Mountains broke out just a week into fire season. I spoke with Malcolm North, a scientist with the U.S. Forest Service Pacific Southwest Research Station. He says at the very least, the Summit fire serves as a warning that California's fire season is likely to be longer and more devastating than in previous years. Is this part of the trend the panel predicted?
It is consistent with the trends, as well as information we've gotten recently, which is showing an increasing change in temperature, particularly nighttime minimum temperatures across the western United States. And that will probably generally have fire season starting earlier in the season and extending later into the fall as well.
What should forest managers and homeowners living near wildlands be doing to prepare for longer fire seasons?
Well, there's certainly a need to think more about reducing fuels in the forests, either through prescribed burning or mechanical thinning, to try to reduce the wildfire intensity when it does occur. With these forests, it's not a question of the forest burning. It's just a question of when it will happen. And so more proactive treatment to try to reduce fuel loads in these forests would help both with efforts to control the fire when they do occur, as well as reducing damage to homes that are built within the forest matrix.
Now, I understand there's a lot of resistance to prescribed burns. What are the reasons for that?
Well, one of the biggest problems with prescribed burns is, understandably, homeowners are reluctant to have the forest right in their backyard burned in case the fire escapes. But certainly in California, one of our big limitations is air quality restrictions. There are very few days when we actually can get the go-ahead from the air quality boards to burn and treat stands. And in many cases, that's because the wind conditions have to be right for the smoke to be going in just the right direction so that it doesn't go into urban areas.
Where in California could we expect to see more wildfires this season?
Certainly in the areas that historically have burned, which is almost all of the coast range in California and in the Sierra Nevadas, anywhere from about 2,000 to 7,500 feet in elevation.
Does the Forest Service have the resources to handle a longer fire season?
Right now, their resources are very limited in terms of having the money to be able to prescribe burn forests ahead of time. But the other point, which I'm not sure the Forest Service has changed their operations for, is that trying to get fire crews on earlier in the year. I do think this trend will be increasing, in which we have forest fires occurring more in the spring season that we're seeing now, when historically we usually have had most of the fire activity in July, August, and September.
Malcolm North, thank you.
Thank you.
For Quest, I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.